The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
The underdog Saints and the favored Colts. And what was interesting about Drew Brees is that, you know, we talked about this with Drew Brees, is that everybody thinks their daughter or son is the cutest kid in the world. I officially think Drew Brees has the cutest son in the world. Drew Brees is joining us in the Herd on ESPN Radio. That is the moment, Drew, everybody is talking about this morning. Not the game, but your son. It was an amazing moment. Did you feel like during that football game that America was sort of rooting for the Saints?
Yeah, I did get that feeling, you know, just because I think that everybody deep down can identify with us and our team and, you know, our city and the struggles that, you know, we've had over the last 5 years post-Katrina, everything that we've been through, the adversity that we've had to fight through, but yet found a way to stick together and believe and just have faith. And, you know, I believe that everybody can identify with that. And, you know, that result, that culmination is a Super Bowl victory, you know, as we sit here today.
You know, Drew, you've been the quarterback that, for whatever reasons, Miami chose somebody, San Diego, you know, you didn't go to a powerhouse, you went to Purdue. People in football know how gifted you are. But for some reason, you're always the guy that gets overlooked. Do you believe that last night, in some small or large fashion, it sort of cemented what people inside football know, is that you're one of the greats?
You know, when you get that kind of respect, you know, that feels good. But then again, you know, I played this game for my teammates and for the city of New Orleans. And, you know, every time I step on the field, I kind of play with a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, you know, and feeling like, you know, there's always something to prove. There's always another challenge around the corner. And, you know, I when it's all said and done, I want to win championships and I want to try to be the best.
Can you explain your relationship with Sean Payton? I don't know if there's a coach quarterback in this league that have each other's back that feel like they deserve to be together. You guys look like, you almost look like brothers. I mean, can you explain the relationship you have with your head coach?
Well, when you're around somebody, you know, for so long, you know, on a daily basis like we are, you almost feel like you just, you know, you kind of become, you know, that way, you know, just where you almost feel like, you know, you can finish each other's sentences or, you know, I'm thinking what he's thinking and vice versa and, you know, that's a great relationship to have, especially for a play caller and a quarterback. You know, when it comes to game day on the field, you know, there's so much we've talked about throughout the course of the week in regards to game planning and personnel and, you know, strategy and everything that by the time the game rolls around, I can almost, you know, I can anticipate the calls before they even come out of his mouth. And, you know, I think that's when you know that, you know, you're on the same level and you're kind of actually have taken it to another level.
Drew Brees, Saints quarterback, MVP, marvelous performance last night. The onside kick, what I thought from a momentum standpoint, was the play of the game, although there were many. At halftime, when did you learn that you guys were going to do the onside kick? What was discussed? When was it discussed, Drew? Did we lose him? Drew, are you there?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Drew's taking a call from the president right now, so we'll have to get back to you, okay?
All right, yes, we will. We understand that. Yes, we do. I have never been interrupted by the president of the United States, but I will take a back seat to Barack Obama.
Can we conference him?
I've been interrupted by people before, usually Fish, usually an executive. I have never been interrupted by the way, I don't even know who that guy was that interrupted. It sounded like a man in dark glasses who would thump me in the forehead if I argued with him. Was that Secret Service? Can we play that back? Tom, play that. We were just interrupted by a man in a trench coat and dark glasses.
I was kind of worried for a second.
Yeah, no, I mean, seriously. He says, we're going to have to hold on. I'm like, let me guess. Drew had too many Red Bulls. The guy is spinning out of control. I thought Drew was incredibly articulate and lucid, considering there's absolutely no way he slept. So, Tom, do you have that? I want to hear that guy who interrupted the phone call. That was the most intimidating voice I've ever heard. I was interviewing Drew Brees, and this man came on the air. Tom, play the tape of the man, the scary man in dark sunglasses.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt, but Drew's taking a call from the president right now, so we'll have to get back to you, okay?
Wow, that was scary. You know what? That's okay. I got 3 minutes to Drew Brees, and then I was interrupted by a man who lives in a White House. Yeah, they didn't use deadly force.
I can't believe Obama would interrupt this radio program.
No kidding. Does Obama not know what's going on ESPN radio? Come on, Obama. Sheesh. Don't you understand sports talk rules 2010? It is pretty amazing. I think that whole onside kick thing, like I'm getting a lot of people emailing today, and it's just so funny to me. Heard email, we get it. Everybody in the media won't say anything bad about Manning because y'all want him working for you when you retire. Matt in somewhere in the middle of nowhere, deep Riverville, Connecticut. The reason the media jumps on Manning is because Manning's incredibly sellable. You know, Peyton, Archie, Eli, he's incredibly sellable. And it's nothing pro Manning. The Colts win. They're a small market team. The Colts win. Manning's a huge name. He's arguably... Did Drew Brees call back? Are you kidding me? Did he really? He's the nicest guy in the world. Only Drew Brees would call back after being interrupted by the... God, you're a good guy.
Hey, you know what, Colin, I got a lot of respect for you, but when the president calls, you got to take that call.
Dude, I would have hung up on me, Drew. I would have... dude, I'd hang up on me for Barack. Listen, I got you for one or two more. You're such a good guy, and we're so happy for you. I want to know, when did Sean Payton call the onside kick? Sidelines, halftime, when did he do that?
Well, you know what? We've been practicing that for 2 weeks now, and it looks so good in practice. And Sean went into the special teams meeting this week and said, it's not a matter of if we're going to call this kick, it's when. So it is getting dialed up. It's just a matter of when. And, you know, we just felt like, you know, we went down on a 2-minute drive there at the end of the second quarter and got some points. So we had a little bit of momentum going into the second half. But then again, you know, we're going to have to come out and kick it to that potent Colts offense. And the thought was, how can we steal a possession and, you know, keep them off the field and, you know, do it at a time where they probably least expect it. And I think that was about as timely as you get.
Well, one of the great moments in the history of our show not only shows what a class guy Drew Brees is on his way to Disney World in Orlando with his wonderful family. Nobody is happy for you, more happy than this staff and this network. Drew, congratulations. Enjoy Disney World. And thank you for calling back. And congratulations talking to the president one more time than I ever will in my life. Thank you, sir.
All right, Colin. Thanks, man.
All right, be good. What a great show moment. I've been doing this show for 10 years. That's one of the most unique moments we've ever had.